AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
The passion and the grittiness and the rustiness and the pain of Shane McGowan's voice in it is what brings the song to life. Kirsty MacColl is outstanding. Yeah. Together, they're the perfect duo for this song. Both, unfortunately, no longer with us, but they have left us the greatest Christmas song of all time. Some of the people thought they could step into the arena of the Pogues, Shane McGowan and Kirsty MacColl, and do their versions of Fairy Tale of New York. Now, we have hit all-time high new levels of tragedy when it comes to covering this song. First of all, can I remind you of some recent interpretations?
It's Christmas Eve, babe.
Ron and Caden.
In the drunk tank.
We have a phone in me, Jack.
An old man said to me.
Is it brutal?
Yeah.
See, oh, this hurts my soul.
No, it just doesn't work.
Okay,
it?
Just skip in a little bit. Let's have a listen to. Does it get any?
You're a punk.
You're an old slut and junk lying there, nah. Almost dead.
Who's on the female vocals with him?
You scumbag, you maggot.
Me.
It's Mari Dennehy. Riverdance lady.
She's not bad.
She does a okay job in it.
Yeah,
look at
her.
Okay, now have you heard of a UK band called Good Charlotte? Good Charlotte?
Yeah.
Okay, they did this week. They've recorded their version of Fairy Tale of New York.
They've got cars, big as bars, they've got rivers of gold.
Oh my god,
that's genius!
The wind goes right through you, it's no place.
It's what?
I'm digging that.
The wind took your hand on a cold Christmas Eve.
Oh god.
No.
Yeah, I'm liking that.
Do you actually like it?
Yes, that's cool.
He genuinely likes it.
It's just pop.
Loads of high school kids jumping into swimming pools in the video. You know it.
Like, Charlotte, 50s now at this point, surely.
Yeah. But this one, I think, probably takes the prize for the Cringe Award cover for Fairy Tale of New York, okay? So it's... don't worry, it won't last long, but this is John Bon Jovi taking on Fairy Tale of New York.
Christmas, I'll be in the drunk tank. An old man said to me,
won't
see another one.
John, seriously.
And then he sang a song.
Go on, John.
Rare old Mountain Dew.
All right, lads. Anyway, just saying.
It's Jimmy Barry Jordan, what are you doing?
Dream.
Thank you.
Hey, this is John Bon Jovi, and me and my friend KC are spinning this new disc for you.
It's not a new disc, and you're not my friend anymore, John.
It was Christmas Eve, babe.
Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
All right, let's get a little bit of showbiz early in the morning for you. What have you got for you?
Okay, Davina McCall has secretly got married.
Has she?
Yeah, she's married her long-term partner, Michael Douglas. He's such a sweetheart.
Michael Douglas, the actual actor, married. No, was he not married to your one from Wales? No? Does Catherine Zeta know about this?
No, this fella's a celebrity hairstylist.
Is he? All right.
He's actually been her hairstylist for like 40 years or something.
That's a really clever move from her. Imagine, like, if you're spending like 200-300 quid a month getting your hair done, marry a hairstylist.
I'm telling you that. In
the kitchen on a Sunday morning before Mass, has the old bonnet done for you?
Curly blow dry before we go.
Oh, yes, please.
There you go. So she's got free curly blow dries for life.
Is that your man from Coronation Street? That was his nickname, wasn't it?
What, curly blow dry?
Anyway.
I'm gone. Anyway, the lovely Michael Douglas, proposed during a romantic trip to Ibiza. And then they secretly got married. And you know what? She's had a few health concerns lately. So
I was just going to say, how is she?
Best of luck. She's had a rough year, Davina has.
Yeah.
I know she had a tumour removed, didn't she? A brain tumour removed.
Mm.
And then she was fighting, I don't know if she still is, but she's been fighting breast cancer.
Yeah.
So it's been a tough year for her. And I would imagine sometimes people go through things like that. It probably puts things into perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I think they've been together for quite a long time.
So. I really like Davina. She's been on my telly for now 25
I
years,
really
I'd say
do
now.
Too. Yeah. And, you know, some people say she's annoying and all the rest of it, and she's a bit like Marmite, but I would be in the same camp as you. Simon Cowell has revealed that he's found God. He's praying every single night, and this is he's opened up on a new documentary. He and his partner, Lauren Silverman, are sharing their lives. This is like a kind of a fly on the wall Netflix documentary, mm-hmm. and it's called The Next Act.
Okay.
And he has revealed that he has he prays every night to God.
How does God feel about it, though? If he's found God, how does God feel?
I don't know.
What have you done to your face, Simon? The beautiful face I've given you.
Sorry, God. It's just a bit of a nip and tuck. God would be very upset with him.
Well, he says he does open up to God about his strict 1,000 calorie a day diet.
Of Botox. Spreading it like Marmite.
And the brilliant Chelsea Handler has been talking about her famous dating relationship that she had with Curtis Cent, who is who?
Fiddy.
Fiddy.
I love this clip.
It's brilliant.
Oh my God. Like I didn't know they were together for
a
while.
Only for a small time, but they did date. Yeah, have a listen.
Convinced me to date him after he was on my show. It was like a Friday that he was a guest, I think. And then I came in over the weekend and there were like dozens and dozens of roses in my office. And my assistant was like, Curtis Cent has called three times.
Curtis
and I was like, who's Curtis Cent?
Curtis Cent.
She's like, Fiddy. I'm like, oh, really? Now it's Fiddy? Two white girls. I'm like, went from Curtis to Fiddy? And she goes, he wants to call you. I go, I don't want to talk to him. I go, he's like, you know, all those guys used to hit on me. But it was like, just kind of like play.
Right.
But Curtis was sweet because he seemed gangster. But he wasn't a gangster. I was like, listen, I'm not going out with you. I go, I have a show in New Orleans this weekend. You're welcome to come. You can meet me in New Orleans. This is my hotel. You're welcome to get a room and you can come to my show. And, you know, we'll go out and have a drink. I go, do you want to go for a walk? And he goes, I can't really go for a walk outside. And I was like, who do you think you are? So we go for a walk and it was crazy. Like every person we saw was like, Fiddy Cent. Like, I didn't know, you know, we're in New Orleans and everyone knew him. And he's like a major deal. He came to my show. He was very sweet. And we only dated for a very short time.
Oh, so they did go out.
It's kind of a nice little story, isn't it? He's a big teddy bear.
50 Cent asked a girl out on a date in the Radisson Blue on Little Island when he was playing in the Marquee.
Is this a true story?
Honest to God, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
A couple of girls that were working down there. He invited them to the concert and asked one of them out for a drink. I think they hit the high B and everything.
That's hilarious.
He got thrown out for using his phone, though. Oh. Shame.
Red FM Breakfast. Let's go.
With McDonald's. Chilly commute. Warm up with a McDonald's cappuccino.
Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. You're waking up to Red FM Breakfast with KC. Vic is over there. We're going to have the big red bus. The big red fun bus for St. Vincent de Paul. It's going to be at Mahon Point Shopping Centre this Saturday between midday and 3. The Red Patrollers will be on hand. Colin will be there. We need you to help us fill this bus with as much non-perishable goods, clothes, toys, you name it. Anything you can help us. We do this every year and it's a very special day and hundreds of families across Cork are going to benefit from this. So if you could be at Mahon Point this coming Saturday between midday and 3, look out for the massive Red FM bus. Let's fill it to the brim with things for other people across Cork, for families that need it. The Red FM collection for St. Vincent de Paul, Saturday 13th this weekend at Mahon Point Shopping Centre. Please head along and help out.
M1.
Hey, I'm Michael May. Woman.
All right, Vic.
All right.
By the way, the greatest telly theme tune of all time.
100%. And I always loved when they didn't win the star prize. They had a sad version of the Bullseye theme as they're all like waving. Here's what you could have won, and it's a speedboat and a sad version of Bullseye music around.
Wasn't that the running joke in Bullseye? Two lads who live in a high-rise flat in the middle England,
sharing a speedboat.
Sharing a speedboat. Who have you got on the line, Vic?
We've got Brian and Jack.
All right, morning, Brian.
Good morning, Bobby.
Hey. How are you, kid?
I'm good.
All right, Jack's over there as well. Morning, Jack. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad at all. This could be brutal now. Okay,
it
so
will be.
Brian is the first man through. We are trying to get one of you the VIP package to the Marquee Masters, which is at the Marquee on Saturday, the 11th of July, 2026, okay? You're going to get tickets for you and four of your buddies. You will be VIPs at the event, complimentary beverages, and then a pre-course meal at Sober Lane with thanks to Aiken Promotions, Ticketmaster.ie and SoberLane.ie. Thank
nice.
You, lads.
Yes.
Brian, you were the first in. You can choose your player. Would you like Rory or would you like me?
I go with Rory.
Oh, hey! You're going to regret that.
Yes, you are.
Rory.
I'm so small, I can't even see the dartboard, Kev.
Okay, Rory, lose your headphones. Which darts would you like, the red or the green?
Red.
He's going for
the red
darts.
And green and me. Oh, here we go. All right,
here we
stand
are.
In front of the darts board.
On
he is
the
here. Ladies and gentlemen, he's at the hockey.
He is.
Shooting for Brian. Oh, by the way, sorry, just the terms and conditions. If a dart doesn't hit the board, you throw another one.
Well, it hits the board, it just bounces out.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Darts.
I know.
Brian,
it's
no,
all
no,
right, Brian.
No score for Brian so far. That's a...
five.
It's a five.
Tell him to throw that,
that's
nine.
A one.
Three,
that's six.
Three and seven are on the other side of him.
That's six. And that's
it. Another one.
That's a seven.
Seven.
Oh, seven.
And you make seven.
How are you looking, Brian? How are you looking? You would have thrown better darts with a blindfold on.
I did warn you.
Being a hedgehog for the next four.
Okay. Jack, with one dart, I can get you into the final tomorrow.
Please do.
With one dart.
Let's hope
right,
three
Jack.
Times.
Here we go, Jack.
Okay, here we go.
Brian, I'm rooting for you, buddy. Let's hope he misses all these.
Stand up the yoki. Okay.
Okay, here he goes.
You ready?
A big tall Mayo man throwing on a dartboard. That's not regulation height. And it bounced out.
It bounced out.
So three darts to score.
Yeah!
It's double
it's
five.
It's a double 20. Double 20.
Double 20.
Come on!
Brian, I'm sorry, buddy.
Oh, hey, no. Brian, you live by the decisions you make in life, okay?
That's it. Well, I made some dodgy decisions over
there. Brian, thanks a million, buddy.
Thanks,
see you
Jack.
Soon.
Well
no
done.
No worries, lad.
Well
no,
done, Brian.
Jack, are you there?
I am indeed.
All right, buddy. You're in the final for tomorrow. We'll talk to you on the air tomorrow morning, okay? He's gone. All right,
he's
Jack,
gone.
Thanks a million for
that
playing. All right,
smart.
See you later.
Cheers, thank you.
Well done, well done. Okay, Jack's in the final tomorrow. We do another round of this tomorrow.
Okay.
And Ben, at 10 to 9, Jack and whoever we get from tomorrow morning is going to be in the grand final for the Marquee Masters. This is going to be the crack at the Marquee next year. Special pre-concert, three-course meal at Sober Lane. We'll give you some exclusive VIP passes for you and three buddies and complimentary beverages because, you know, you'll need that at a darts event, won't you?
100%.
Right. Ticketmaster.ie, AitkenPromotions.com and SoberLane.ie. It's going to be a historic night of sporting entertainment as the Marquee Masters brings world-class darts to live at the Marquee, transforming the Marquee into the Ali Pally, the Langer Wanger. We'll never need a different name for it, don't we?
Langer Wanger.
What?
Can you think of anything more Cork like Ali Pally? Can you?
Langer
Wanger, boy. It works. Let's just go with that.
Waking up in Cork.
Vic. Chris Eubank.
Husband is coming.
Jab, your husband is coming. Every time you listen to that song, just think of Chris Eubank popping up from behind a wall.
Husband just coming.
Good morning from Red FM. It's 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. We're flying through this week.
Yeah.
Got Debbie. Guys, I'm obsessed with you using the Santa Claus the Movie soundtrack. This.
Yeah.
This here.
It is, yeah.
I only just watched it over the weekend. I think, honestly, Debbie, this Santa Claus the Movie from the mid 80s is the best Christmas
it's
movie.
It's a classic.
It's
yeah.
absolute. Dudley Moore. Oh, who was Santa? David Huddleston was his name.
You're right, yeah.
Anyway, classic. It kind of works, doesn't it? Because we got to bring someone on the air now.
We have.
Well, thanks to Cork Credit Unions. Talk to real people this Christmas. They are there to help you across Cork. They're bringing you the Santa Claus. It's Oisín, everyone.
Now connecting you to the North Pole. Please hold.
Is on the phone, Oisín.
Hello, Santa.
Hello, Oisín. Happy Christmas, my friend.
Oisín, he's a little Cork fiend. But I can.
What did your elf do in the bathtub?
Put marshmallows and put my ducks in it.
Was it a toy duck or a real duck?
Toy ducks from my elven character.
Oh, I thought he went up to the lock and robbed a duck and brought it to your house and put it in the bath, and that would be a calamity.
All right, kid, any quack.
Remember what I sent you on, like, the voice message, buddy?
Of course I do, boy. I loved your voice note. Oh, Oisín, do you want to hear a joke about a duck? Why do ducks have feathers? To cover up their butt quack.
Very funny. Now, Oisin, what am I bringing you this year?
Santa, please, can you get me a spy toy for Christmas, please?
Now, I have to write this down because I have your letter here, but you want a spy toy and what about a spinner like Beyblades?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched that on Netflix.
Yes,
how
I know.
Did you know that?
I know everything. I'm Santa Claus. I'm the Oracle. I'm the all-seeing eye, wow. The wise one. And I think you also want, let me see, if I know you, you want a wrestling set.
Yeah, I love dinosaurs.
We all love dinosaurs.
Especially Marty Whelan.
Buddy, have you got a question for my little elf?
Can you ask Santa if he was the first elf Santa made?
Why don't you reveal yourself and tell them your real name?
My name is Buddy Cornelius Geraldine the First, leader of the Christmas Elves, defender of the galaxies, collector of match attacks, husband to a beautiful Cork Old Owl elf, son of Bridie and Buddy Senior. And I will have my revenge and my 6 cans of Muffies in this life or the next.
It's been lovely speaking to you, Oisin, and I will see you. I'm going to call to Carrigaline to visit you on Christmas Eve and bring you all the presents, and I might bring something for the doggies too.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
All right, kids, see you later.
Bye.
You hang up.
Merry Christmas
on Red FM with Mahon Point Shopping Centre. Offer them endless gift options this Christmas with a Mahon Point gift card.
Cork's Good Times, this is Red FM. Love that. What's her face again? Olivia Dean on Red FM.
What?
New tune from What's Her Face. Great name for a band, though, isn't it?
Would be, yeah.
What's Her Face is on the line. Who've you got there? Marissa, how are you? Aww. Lovely face.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Marissa.
Marissa, what kind of condition are we in at the moment?
We're hanging in there. We're 7 months pregnant, so we're hanging in there.
And it's great. Is this number one, or have you had that rodeo before?
We've baby number two. She's 7.
Oh, brilliant.
So not quite a baby.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So
is she excited?
Very excited.
Yeah. She's going to be an amazing big sister. Do you have any idea? Again, like yesterday, we had another lady who's having babies really soon. Well, if we go back 9 months, what was happening?
I don't know.
Let's see. Valentine's. whatever. Like, you know. Anyway, 7 months in. Let's go. Right. I'm going to give you a letter. Today's letter is E. E for ear. You have to give me 5 things in 10 seconds to begin with the letter E. Let's just have a listen to a previous round. Okay, here we go. 5 and 10 seconds. Your letter is C. C for cat. All your answers must begin with the letter C. Can you give me something you'd buy?
Chocolate.
Something you love.
Clothes.
Question number 3. Someone's name.
Kira.
A brand of car.
Citroen.
A band from Ireland.
The Coors!
That's how you do it. Are you ready to go, my friend?
Perfect.
All right. Yeah. Your letter is E. Can you give me a girl's name?
Evelyn.
A TV show?
Eeyore.
Famous actor?
Emily Blunt.
A place in Ireland?
Ennis.
A song?
Easy on Me.
Go on, you can say! Baby brain, my backside.
Well done. I know. I was nervous for that one.
You aced it, my friend. Aced it. Now, I think you should use this before baby arrives. Get a bit of time down in Inchidani. That'd be a nice treat.
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah, so you've got a seawater revitalizer for 2 in the island spa with thanks to our friends at Inchidani. That's on its way to you, my friend.
Well
done,
Marissa.
Thank you so much. Thanks, guys.
And like yesterday's caller, Marissa, we need updates on baby's arrival as well, please. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, no problem.
All right, mind yourself. Take it easy.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Happy Christmas.
See ya. Take it easy. InchidaniIsland.com. If you hop online, you can see what they have for you. They have spa breaks, romantic weekend getaways, foodie experiences, West Cork, whale watching, surfing, kayaking. They will take care of you with everything. And you can even go to the seawater revitalizer with your buddy. Inchidani.com will get you everything you need. Rihanna, Please Don't Stop the Music. 8:56 in the morning. This is Red FM Breakfast.
It is though. It is though.
What is? You always say she's been inspired by another song.
Okay, so I think Rihanna possibly spent a bit of time as a child in Ireland and was watching the telly one night and seeing 50, 50 cashback, 50, 50 cashback. It's an ad that, it was an ad that was on telly years ago, and it just sounds like that song. Every time I hear it. It was
go.
The Dancing Teddies for Calorgas.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, right. This is Red FM, it's Christmas, everybody, and there's a lot of people out there that need a lot of help. And we want you to consider those if you're shopping or buying things and keeping it local. And helping out all these amazing charities that are doing great things, including St. Vincent de Paul. We've got this massive big red fun bus, the double decker bus that we'll be at. It's going to be at Mahon Point this coming Saturday between midday and three. Our aim is to fill it up with food. We do it every year, and you just never let us down when it comes to giving to people in need. What we'd like is children's gifts. Gifts for little people that need it this yep. Christmas, for homes that need a bit of a help, yep. helping hand. We need festive food, really good quality, non-perishable festive food, Christmas treats, biscuits and sweets and all that kind of stuff.
And also clothes, socks, like warm things. Do you know what I mean? Christmassy warm things.
Anything you think will work for a family.
Yes, definitely.
We will take it. The hope is on Saturday we're going to fill up the Red FM bus and deliver all this stuff to St. Vincent de Paul, and that in turn their amazing team of people are going to distribute that right across Cork.
Yeah,
it's Cork people helping Cork people, and be there on Saturday please between midday and three. Look for the big red bus at Mahon Point Shopping Centre, and if you can throw in some food, throw in some gifts, throw in anything you can. We really need your help.
Very special day.
It is indeed. We do it every year for St. Vincent de Paul. You never let us down, but we will be there on Saturday if you can pop over and say hello.
Right.
Friend does here biting at my heels to get on. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day. Good luck. Red FM Breakfast.
Let's go. With McDonald's. Chilly commute. Warm up with a McDonald's cappuccino.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.